Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am broadcasting live this morning from wonderful Phoenix, Arizona. For all of you who are not aware that there has been a time change. Of course, it doesn't affect us as much in Arizona because we are the only state that stays the time consistently and do not change. The only thing changed in Arizona is the zone. We were previously on the Pacific time zone. Now we are actually on Mountain time. Okay, so hopefully all of you folks on the East Coast and other parts of the country adjusted your clocks to fit the time, and you will get adjusted. Just hopefully you work it out. When I sent out an email, I told everyone to adjust their times. But I know how it is when the time changes, it can throw your stuff off. Because this morning when I woke up, my computer was actually on Pacific time, where it should automatically roll over. It didn't. I had to go in and reset it myself in order to get my time right. Because if the time on the computer is not active, then it would throw off the timing on the show. So it's very important that you check your computer to make sure that it is adjusted for the time that time zone that you're in, okay? Because that makes a really, really big difference. And I know it seems a little crazy that Arizona is the only one that don't change their time zone. I mean, change their time, but change their zone. But this, they've been doing it for eons. I don't know if Arizona ever had daylight saving time. But I know ever since I've been here, it's been consistent and the time it is. So, but anyway, all my previous listeners, welcome back. I love you guys. You really make it go. And to my beloved soul sister in Northern Arizona, thank you so much for tuning in and lending your energy. Your energy is very special. So I thank you so much. And for all you other wonderful listeners, I thank you for tuning in this morning, whether you're on the computer or whether you're on the line. Anyway, I'm grateful for you this morning. For all my new guests, thank you for tuning in. I don't know who told you about us, but I know that the universe has you in the right place, the right time to be able to get what you need. There is no coincidence in the universe. So the universe led you here this morning to hear the words and to take part in this message. So I'm grateful for you and thankful that you came by, and well, keep your mind open, keep your heart open, and I think you would receive something that could be very beneficial to you today. Today is a wonderful topic, and it's one that is very, very real. Fear is the number one enemy of mankind. Fear is the number one enemy of mankind, and I'm going to break that down and let you understand about this thing, the fear that holds you back and keep you frozen in place. And we're going to get a breakthrough today. We're not going to allow it to stop us from standing that way. We're going to get a breakthrough today, okay? So let's get started with this. But first, we always have to do as we do every Sunday. We'll open up with a prayer. We need the universal God force to bless us and give us the opportunity to be here and participate. You know, like I tell you all the time, I'm just a vessel. And I am grateful and thankful that the God force is deemed to use me to share this message with you today, beloved ones. I'm very humble and blessed to have the opportunity to be able to share with you, beloved ones. I really, really am. So let's begin with prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks this day for another wonderful day that you have allowed us to have life and to have it abundantly. We thank you, God, for shining your breath on us and shaking us this morning and getting us out of our beds and giving us proper health and proper mind, and most of all, God, giving us a sound mind to be able to make good decisions about our lives and to keep us attuned. And thank you, God, for allowing us to understand our oneness with you, God, that we are connected to you just like a wave is connected in the ocean. and we are one with you, God. We thank you for all the assistance that you give us each and every day. We thank you for allowing us to have these wonderful guardian angels who protect us and keep us safe when we're not even able to keep ourselves safe. We thank you, beloved guardian angels, and we thank for all the other higher angelical beings out there who support us and help us to move forward. So we say thank you. I call this morning Lord Michael for technical support and strength to help to keep the show balanced this morning and keep everything moving right on the technical level. We thank you, Lord Michael, for watching over us and keeping us. We say thank you, God, to all those wonderful medical and professional people who are on the front line that's dealing with this illness, and not only this illness, but all illnesses, that you put them in place to be able to support us and help us and to keep us going. Wrap them in your white light of protection and keep them in safety as they go and do their job. We know that they are truly saints that are helping and putting themselves in harm's way to see that we are well. We pray this morning for divine protection for America and for all the world. We pray that all of our leaders will adhere to the spiritual oneness and will begin to operate in a collective consciousness where they will do the most for the people that they serve and give them strength, give them ideas, give them wisdom, and most of all, give them compassion to be able to be compassionate to the people that they need to bring service to. Touch them like they've never been touched before, knowing that all is well, God, that you are there and you're guiding and you're opening up doors for each one of us. And we say thank you, God. I thank you personally, God, for allowing me to be here this morning to be able to bring these beloved ones a word of message that will help them to inspire and improve the quality of their lives. I say thank you, God, and we thank you for allowing, and thank you for just being here this morning. So we say thank you, and so it is. Okay, beloved ones, let's get started with what we have to talk about today. Again, the show is Fear is the Number One Enemy of Humankind, and that is the truth, beloved ones. Fear has conquered so many of us in so many ways over our lifetime that has really stood in the way of us making the progress we should have made in this lifetime. So how often have you wanted to do something different in your life, but you didn't do it? And you didn't do it. You know you wanted to do it, but you didn't take action to do it. And usually the reason that you didn't take action to do it, beloved one, is because inside of you, you had a fear of that which you want, but you didn't know how to go about doing it. And so you were fearful to even challenge it because you just had this thing called fear inside of you. And it's a really bad thing, this thing called fear. And we're going to talk about this thing because we're going to call it out. You know, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. Now, that was a statement taken from President Franklin D. Roosevelt. It's nothing I came up with. This was a statement he used during the Great Depression. And you can imagine during the Great Depression, beloved ones, people were very fearful at the time because they didn't know how they were going to be able to make it and how they were going to be able to get their next meal, some of them, or whether they're going to be able to stay. But this president, being as wise as he was, he told them they had nothing to fear but fear itself. And this statement is really true, beloved one, that it is a true statement. Let me just share with you in Job 3:25, chapter 3:25, it says, "For the things I greatly fear have come upon me, and what I dread has happened to me." Let me repeat that back to you. Job 3, verse 25, it says, "The things I greatly fear have come upon me, and what I dread has happened to me." You see, beloved one, fear can be very crippling. And what it is saying, the things that you fear will come upon you. And it's saying that you should not allow fear to be a dominant thought in your being, because those things you attract to you. When that statement is actually about the law of attraction, it's being said that what you fear, what you're feeling is coming back to you. That's all that statement is saying, how the law of attraction works in actuality. You see, beloved ones, fear can cripple one's life. Fear can freeze you from moving forward on all levels. And basically today we're going to talk about, there's many different types of fears, you know, but today we're going to talk primarily about the fear of failure and the fear of success, because it's time for us to overcome and move beyond these fears and no longer allow them to be able to control our destiny. And both of these fears can cause unnecessary stress and stop you from accomplishing your life dreams, okay? And we want to talk about how to accomplish your life dreams and how to bring more success and prosperity into your life and more loving and kindness and all the things we do. So we need to tell this fear to get behind us, okay? We are affected by fear in so many ways, beloved ones. And if you're not aware of the psychological aspect of things, when it comes down to thoughts and feelings, your fear can cause your immune system and your nervous system to make you ill. I'm going to repeat that because that's very, very important. Fear can cause your immune system and your nervous system to make you ill. And God knows we need our immune system to be very strong in this day and time with all the diseases going on. We do not want to deal with a compromised immune system. So eliminating fear out of your life will be a plus for it, allowing you to be able to move forward. Okay? So we're gonna get rid of this fear thing. See, beloved one, fear is a universal event, even in the animal kingdom. Humans are not the only ones affected by fear. Animals being affected by fear. But the thing about when animals are being affected, they are only affected in the time of harm or danger. When an animal feels danger coming they will begin to either fight or flight. You know, that's what happens. That's a sign of fear in animals. When they get in their position, you see an animal, a dog or something that's fearful, he'll get in his position and get ready to attack, or even he'll run away. Okay? And that is fear, even in the animal kingdom. So that emotion is felt all through the universe, even in the animal kingdom. So it's a real event. It's a real event, beloved. When you think when you think that you want to do something special, a big, and you never started, like I said earlier, it's just because you're suffering from the fear of failure. That is the fear of it. When you know that you want to do something in your heart, you feel compelled to do it, but you don't have the strength to get it done, or you will not allow yourself to do it, you're being held back by the fear of failure. And we become concerned about the reaction of other people. See, no one wants to be ridiculed, and no one wants to be put down for their actions and what they do. So we clam up because we don't step out and do what we need to do because we're concerned about what other people would feel about the action that we have taken, okay? And it really makes no sense at all because we're all here trying to move forth on planet Earth, and we're all here in school to work through things and move forward. So we have to stop worrying about how other people feel about the action that you take. If you allow other people to control your actions, you will always be put in a state of not moving forward and doing what you need to do. So, like I said, we get so concerned about how other people are going to react to us, okay? And that is a downer because people are not going to always be agreeable with you. It's just impossible. You could do the most positive and the most wonderful thing, and someone is going to find a reason why that doesn't work or why they don't think that that's a good idea. It's just the way it is. That's the human nature in some people. But we need to go forward anyway. See, most people don't understand. 99% of all the successful people in this country and this world has failed miserably. I'm going to repeat that to you. 99% of all the successful people that we know, we read about, and we hear about have failed miserably before they became successful. You see, beloved one, let's take, for instance, Thomas Edison. Edison failed 1,000 times before he invented a light bulb. Can you imagine doing something and you, every time you do it, you fail at it, but you keep doing it? See, Edison himself said, he looked at it from the standpoint, I'm one step closer. Every time that he made a mistake, he knew he was getting one step closer to his success, and that's what kept him going. Under normal circumstances, people would have gave up. You know, how many times that we try something and it doesn't work after two or three, four, five times, we just say forget about it and move on. But no, Edison looked at it from the standpoint, every time that I don't get it right, I'm getting closer to getting it right. Okay? I'm getting closer to getting it right. And that's what you have to understand, that each time you fail and you try again, you're getting closer to moving forward. You see, beloved ones, there's something about persistence that is phenomenal, you see, because when you are persistent, you will conquer those things you need to do. Because I've seen people who are not, would you say, were not intellectually that intelligent, not book smart, not some of them not even speak out, but they were determined and they were persistent, and they overcome their situation because they kept trying and they kept trying and they kept trying until they got to the level where they were successful with what it is they want to do, the level one. The famous baseball player, all of you who know a little bit about famous, there was a baseball player named Babe Ruth. And Babe Ruth had the second highest record for home runs in America before Hank Aaron came in. He had the second highest home run. But do you know that Babe Ruth also struck out more than any other baseball player? He struck out at bat more than any other person playing baseball. But he also held the record for home runs, most home runs than anyone else before Hank Aaron came on the scene. Okay? See, beloved one, you got to be willing to swing at the ball. You got to be willing to take a swing. You may not be successful every time, but you got to go up and take a hit at the ball. You know, if you don't swing, if you don't take a hit at the ball, you're surely not going to get to the level that you want to be. So that is truly a case where someone just felt so strong about what they want to do. They knew they would have some failure, but they kept going up. You see, beloved ones, failure is a part of success. And we cannot become complacent or become upset because we fail to succeed at something that we want to do the first, the second, the third, the fourth, fifth time of doing it. If it's in your heart and in your desire to want to do it, you got to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Okay? And I have seen it personally of people around me who had the desire to do something and they just would not give up. They kept going until they succeeded. And that's what it's going to take, beloved one, if you want to have a form of success in your life. You know, I would just think about this one. How many times do you think that you fell down when you started walking, before you started walking? How many times do you think that you actually tried to get up and you fell down? Get up and fell down. Maybe 1,000 times or more. Babies do that. But do that stop them from getting up and moving forward and getting it done? See, sometimes we have to go back to our childhood, early childhood, to be able to move forward. Yes, you kept getting up, didn't you? And look at it now. You're walking. You're talking. You're doing what you need to do. But if you stop on your second time saying, oh, God, I can't stand up. I can't move forward. You will become very frozen in your position. Okay? So that's like my grandson just came through a major surgery had both of his hip sockets replaced, and it was hard for him to even be able to stand. He's not totally healed yet, but he saw a picture of him the other day, and he's getting up and he's taking steps. He's moving, walking step by step. And I know that one day he's going to be walking and running, but he's moving forward and taking a step. Just because he wasn't able to do it at first, he knew that he had to get up and make an effort and keep going forward. And he would never be able to walk or move unless he take that step, move forward. So brother would always be willing to take the step. Once you do that, it makes all the difference in the world that you move forward. So, and the road of success, one will fail, and sometimes miserably. Because I know you have heard a story many times about people sleeping in their cars, and, you know, sometimes for days, sometimes for months, sometimes even for years. And then all of a sudden, something clicked. And we talked about that last week, about how people can just shift and make a change. But they will move forward, and that will happen for them. See, I truly understand why a lot of people may not want to get up and try to do things, because people don't want to feel rejected. And that's a really, really horrible feeling, to want to be rejected. And when you try to be successful and move, and you think that other people are going to ridicule you or put you down, it makes you feel this sense of rejection. And rejection is not an easy emotion to accept, but it comes with the territory of being successful. See, deep down inside, beloved one, each one of us want to be loved and thought of in a good way. And I repeat that too. All of us want to be loved and thought of in a good way. And so when you try to do something that you don't know if you can be successful, you lock down because you don't want people to put you down or talk about you or make you feel unloved. Okay? So we have to overcome that. Can you just imagine what people who really have to go and put themselves in harm's way, like firemen and police who have to go forward, they feel some sense of fear, but they go and do it anyway. They step into it and face it and go and do it. And so each one of us have to have that type of process going on in our lives. Now, sometimes when two people meet sometimes, or you meet someone, and you may have an attraction to that person. And guess what? That person may have an attraction to you as well. But if you will not approach that person because you feel that you're going to be rejected from that person. So that will cause you to possibly miss out on a relationship of a lifetime, because you feel that person will reject you and you do not move forward in that possibility of having a relationship. See, both of you are feeling fearful and afraid of being approached. They may feel the same way you're feeling on the other side of the room. They may want to connect to, but they're afraid that you're going to reject them, and you're afraid that they're going to reject you. So the fear factor comes in there, and the connection is not made, although the energy was there for it to happen. I know it, all of us had experiences. You know, when you were out mingling or whatever, you felt attracted to someone, and you felt that energy between the two people, especially, you know, when people develop in relationships. But you wouldn't approach that person because that person wouldn't want to be bothered with me. Oh, that person, you know, may. But that person on the other side thinks the same thing you're thinking, okay? But really, there could have been a connection. But fear got in your way, and possibly the love of your life walked out of the door. I remember when I was younger, and I used to hang out in the clubs and party and have a good time, and I would sometimes see someone on the other side of the room, and I would make eye contact with that person, and that person would make eye contact with me, and we could feel the energy, but for some reason, my confidence and my fear would not allow me to make that approach. And although I felt I was a polished and I was well-dressed person, I still wouldn't do it. And there, by whole, someone come in that may be not as polished as it may appear from my eyesight, or not as well-dressed, approach this person, this lady, and they're dancing, having a good time, and they make a connection. And you say to yourself, wow, that could have been me. Yeah, if I wasn't fearful, I was too fearful to make the connection. So you have to not let fear stop you in the way, stand in the way, guys, because fear can have you really miss Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. Okay, so when you feel that connection with someone, the worst thing they can say is no, I don't want to be bothered with you, you know? And how many times have you heard the word no in your life? Many a time, okay? So just not allow yourself to be objective when you're there with that type of thing. It is, and you would be so totally shocked to understand how many people with great ideas and great adventures never bring forth these things because of the fear of rejection. I mean, the people are walking around with millions. We all have million-dollar ideas two or three times a day. But do we act on them? No, because we are too fearful to move forward. And that's what I mean when you say you become frozen because of your fear. And that's what happens. Your fears will freeze you in place and for moving forward. So, and if you get in a conversation and talk with people, and I often talk to people because I'm a communicative kind of person, and after you talk to people, most times you'll find out that people have some type of fear about something. Something is that they're fearful for that's going on inside of them that won't allow them to move to what they really want to accomplish and what they want to do, okay? So we want to be able to eliminate this fear that we're talking about. So let's talk a little about the fear of success, because that's a fear too. They sort of fear of failure and fear of success kind of intertwine in a lot of ways, and you might not even recognize which one you're suffering from, but you're definitely suffering from one or the other, okay? The fear of success happened to people who, you see people who get close to being successful and almost get there and they self-destruct, they would do something to cause that situation to go bad out of their own feeling of fear. Was it their job? Was it the relationship? When it looked like it's really getting ready to happen and things been going good, they will do something to screw it up. And they don't know why. But it's that subconscious thought about fear. They have a fear, and so that fear will cause them to not complete or allow that action to take place. Although consciously they thought they wanted it, but subconsciously something inside of them they have a fear of something that will not allow them to bring that thing which they say they so desire and so want so much, but that subconscious fear is so deep that it gets in the way. And it's self-destruct. I know each one of us has seen it. We've seen people in relationships, and we thought, wow, what a beautiful couple. What a wonderful couple. How things are going for them and how it is. And then a week later, a month later, you find out that they're no longer together. They're no longer with. And you tell yourself, how could that be? They seem so perfect for each other. But inside, there was something ticking that allowed them, not to allow them to complete that oneness and being happy, because they were feeling some fear and they self-destruct. It happens all the time, beloved ones. You see it. People with perfect jobs, and you're thinking that person is going up the ladder and moving towards that higher state of success, and then you heard later, oh, they got fired, they quit, something happened. And you say, wow, that was a perfect opportunity for them. Why would that happen? Fear got in the way and caused them not to complete that which they thought they wanted from a conscious level, but subconscious level, they had a fear of it, okay? They just screwed it up. And it happens, beloved one, and that is one of the signs of fear of success, you know? You see, time after time, people will have these ideas and these thoughts about doing things and being things, but they will not act on it, though. Many of us see, another thing about the fear of success, loved ones, is that fear of success, people are fearful of responsibility and other fearful commitments. People are fearful to take on responsibility. See, because once you are in a state of people see you being successful, they expect certain things from you. And they expect you to act in a responsible way. But deep down inside, these people really don't want to be responsible, and they want do not want to be committed to something, and they self-destruct. They do not want to take full, most of all, they don't want to take full responsibility for their own lives. They want to be able to say someone else caused this to happen to them or that to happen to them. It's easier for them to blame others than it is for them to take responsibility for their own actions. And that is a fear, beloved one. See, and these fears are on a subconscious level. Most people consciously not thinking that way, but subconscious, we're having those experiences. And some people suffer from fears of death, and they are so afraid, like I said, so afraid of what other people are going to respond to them and how they're going to respond to them. It's causing them not to be able to move forward. And deep inside, most people want to be free and want to have things in their lives, but they do not allow themselves to move forward because of fear. See, they feel they want to feel successful, but success to them may be they're feeling some sense of burden for other people's problems. People don't want to be successful because they think that other people are going to try to manipulate them, try to use them in some kind of way, and they don't want that feeling of having it. So they do not let themselves become successful because they are fearful that someone's going to ask them to do something or be something to them and do not want to, they do not want to take on that responsibility. So they do not allow themselves to be moved to that level. And this is deep stuff, beloved one, that we are dealing with these subconscious thoughts that are causing us to be frozen in position because of this fear that we have to overcome, okay? Now, I just, you know, when I talk about things, I like to share about experiences in my own life, and that, you know, because I don't know what's going on in each one of your lives out there. I'm sure if I open the lines up, each one of you could share with me about something that they have that's fearful, that's not allowing them to move forward, allowing them to become all they can become, okay? So I have to take it from my own experiences. So let me just share with you one of my fears. Well, one of my fears, the fear of technology. See, I came up in the era where, you know, I didn't grow up with computers and those kind of things. Matter of fact, I just really started using computers and started doing that from, you know, several years ago. And computers have been around for a long time. But I had a fear of the technology. I had a challenge of not understanding, being an old school kind of guy that I was. I just did not embrace it. I did not embrace the fear and move forward. So computers were intimidating to me. And for some of you out there, you're suffering through the same thing. You know, some of us over the age of 60, 65 are very intimidated by technology. We are fearful of it, okay? But if you want to move forward, you got to move forward and do it, beloved one. I mean, not only was I technical about my computer, I was fearful about my computer, even my Android phone. I didn't know how to operate it, didn't know what to do with it. And so I was intimidated with that. I kept a flip phone for a long time because I was intimidated to use the Android phone. And don't even talk about the iPhone. That really intimidated me, okay? You know, but thank God as time is going on. And once I started utilizing these things, now I understand it was just an illusion, just a fear, and I was able to go through, deal with it. And it was something else. And so many more things I could have done if I would have opened myself up and not let fear to conquer me to move forward in these kind of things. But thank God I have made up in my mind that I will no longer be intimidated and fearful about technology. Now, by long shot, I'm not there yet, but I have made up my mind I'm no longer going to become or be a held hostage by technology. Even if I have to go take some classes to be able to learn, I'm going to get in the game. And you have to get to that point where you just say enough is enough and you do not allow fear to hold you back, because it will definitely hold you back. Now, one thing that I have learned about fear, that when you face your fears, beloved one, fear will melt just like ice in a 100-degree day. It's just that simple. When you face your fears head on, your fears will melt. Just like ice, if you set it outside on a 100-degree day, you come back 3 or 4 minutes later, the ice will be gone. It'll be turned into water. That's how fears are. Once you face them, step into them, they melt. They go away. But as long as you are on the other side of the fear, it's still that solid matter standing in your way until you face those fears. You see, beloved ones, most of us, our fears are some things that we were self-taught. We taught ourselves to be fearful about a lot of things. And a lot of things that we were fearful about were taught to us even in our childhood. We have fears about things that someone put in our mind. Be afraid of this. Be afraid of this person. Be afraid of this thing. You know, people are afraid of people because they look different. My goodness gracious. You know, can you imagine people being afraid of somebody just because they look different from you, you know, from the outside? Because in the inside, we all have the same blood. Our blood is red when we're cut and we have emotions and feelings. So why would I be afraid of you just because you look different from me? And people go through all kinds of things and cause all kinds of situations for people because they look different than they do. And that's only out of fear. When you hear about people doing things to people because they look different than them or they are different complexion, different color, it's because of their own fears. It has nothing to do with the person overall. Racism and SF is all about fear. Okay? It's the fears that people have. It ain't, you know, that's what they're dealing with. They're dealing with their fears. Okay? Now, many of you have heard me say I grew up with my grandmother. And boy, she was the love of my life. Every day I think about my grandmother and I know that she's still with me every second of the day. Grandma's love, grandma's protection, and she's saved me from many things. She's one of my angels on the other side. But anyway, I grew up in my grandmother's old farmhouse, you know, and we had wooden stoves, okay? And one day I was going to start a fire in the stove, and I poured kerosene inside of on the wood that was in the stove. Unbeknownst to me, there was a fire simmering under the load of wood, and when I put the kerosene on, the flame just blew up and burnt my face, you know, and burnt my eyebrows off and everything, you know, just singed them. And you can imagine, I was only 6 years old, so my fear of fire was enormous for many years. I was petrified by fire. You know, after having that experience, I didn't want to go nowhere near fire. I didn't want to be nowhere near fire. Ran the other way when I saw fire because of that one experience that made me so fearful, you know, and to deal with it. So, and I had to deal with that because that was something that was not to my best opportunity or best way of dealing things to have to be constantly in fear of anything. It's bad for you. So I had to find a way to overcome that fear. And thank God I did with the assistance of Tony Robinson, the motivational teacher. And some of you know that I went to a Tony Robinson course. That was back maybe about, oh, Lord, I was living and staying in Sedona at the time. And I went to California and took a course with Tony Robinson. And in this course, we not only did motivation techniques, but Tony taught us to be able to condition our mind and overcome our fears by conditioning our mind, by doing and saying and allowing us to work through and reprogramming those old fears inside of us. And at the end of the day, we did what we call a fire walk, okay? And this was hot, cold, and they were blooming hot. And we were able to, for those who was able to condition their mind to be able to walk on these hot coals and not get burned. To me, that was important for me to be able to do because it was in the process of helping me to overcome my fear that I had about fire. And once I was able to do that, I was able to conquer it. Don't get me wrong, beloved one. I still respect fire. Ultimately, I respect fire because I know what it can do, and I see what it can do. But to fear it, I no longer have that fear because I was able to conquer and conquer that fear just by that one act of what doing. And I'm not telling any of you that you have to go and be that extreme as I did to be able to do that, but that was something that I needed to do to be able to overcome one of the fears that were conquering, that was bothering me. And being able to overcome that fear helped me to the point that I was able to overcome other fears, other things that would bother me, and other things that would cause me problems. I was able to conquer them because I was able to conquer that one fear. That one fear that I was able to conquer helped me to overcome other fears that I was having in my life. And so that was so important to be able to do that, beloved one. And it really made a difference for me. Like I said, I'm not telling you to do that or that you should do that, but that was one of the things that I needed to do for me to be able to conquer my fears. So again, it's that about facing your fears. Face your fears head on, beloved one. Don't run away from them anymore. If there's something out there that you feel before, go and challenge it today. Step into it and watch it melt. And you'll say to yourself, my God, my whole life I've been held back because I was feeling fearful about this thing that I really had control over and I really could have done something about it. But I wasted so much time in my life and having this fear about something that really wasn't that major of a thing. Because once you open yourself up and step into your fear, it will dissolve. But until you do that, it's going to hold you hostage. Your fear will hold you hostage, beloved one. And you have to really, really understand that. Okay? Your fears can hold you hostage. So you have to learn how to step into them and dissolve them so you can get on with your life. So you can get on with your life. God put you here on this planet to have prosperity, have opulence, have good health, good relationships, and all the things we do. And we are being held back from experiencing these wonders and goodness in our lives because of emotional fears. It's not nothing that's physically putting a chain on you to hold you back. Emotionally, you are holding yourself back because of the fears that you are entertaining or fears that have allowed to seep yourself in your subconscious mind that's holding you from becoming that which you are meant to become. Okay? So today we want to have a breakthrough. We want to be able to move through that so we can understand that we need to challenge and take on these new things and take action and go for it. Okay? We really do. Now, and before I close, I got to say this to you. I want to just tell you that another way that I have found my way and find things to work through fear is that once I accept that I was a child of God and the Spirit of God within me was with me and that Spirit was here to support me in every positive action that I took, a positive thing that I did, I took on a new sense of confidence and felt confident to be able to want to try things because I knew I had the support of my God self. My I Am presence was supporting me from the inside. Even though mentally I may have been hung up in these subconscious things, but I was able to super succeed that because I understood that I was one with God and that I Am presence inside of me was giving me the strength and the support to be able to move forward. Your I Am presence can do that for you, beloved one. Even if you're in your head, you're screwed up with a whole bunch of stuff that's holding you back and holding you in place where it won't allow you to move forward. Fear. Understand that you are one with God, and your I Am presence inside of you will give you the strength and the boldness to step out and get what you need to do for yourself. If you cannot overcome these subconscious thoughts, then you can at least embrace and understand your I Am presence in you. You can understand you have a power inside of you that is so awesome that will allow you to move past any obstacles. Any obstacles. Your I Am presence will allow you to move into come from homelessness to living in the palace. If you know how to operate your I Am presence and know how to understand that God force inside of you that can bring about anything that you so desire. See, beloved ones, there's a statement and a truth that if you take one step towards your desires and goals, the universe of God force inside of you will take two. I want you to understand that. If you step out and take one step towards your goal, the universe of God force in you will take two. So you're always being supported by that God force inside of you for whatever you desire. So have no fear. Let the fear go because you are being supported by your I am presence. That God force inside of you are keeping you moving and allowing you to step into things that that you want to do. See, beloved ones, learn to trust in your I am present, in your God self, and not your emotions. Emotions can be very eluding, you just don't know what emotions come from. Forget about the emotions. Focus on your God self and know that you can accomplish, you can be, because you are truly a child of God. You are, beloved one. You are a child of God, the Most High God. You have the essence of God inside of you. And your spiritual DNA is composed of the God that created this universe. You are powerful, but you have to recognize and know that that universal God force is there to support you on all times. You have to have faith and belief that you are being protected, that you are being supported by your God force. You might not have the necessary financial resources to go and have a psychologist to analyze what your fear is about, but you can. You don't need a psychologist to be able to believe in your in God and be able to believe in yourself, believe in the God self inside of you. That don't take any financial, it just takes you having faith and belief that that God is with you. And that God will never leave you, never put you down, and will always be there to support you. Isn't that beautiful, loved one? That you have a being inside of your physical body that's there to support you and be able to move, help you to move through things that you cannot do from a physical, humanistical side, but your spiritual being inside of you will take you to a level that your physical body could nowhere take you. If you tap in to your I am presence and understand that power that is within you, you will excel way beyond any belief that you think that you may or may not have. It's powerful stuff, man. It's powerful stuff to believe that your God force is that strong inside of you that will allow you to be able to accomplish things even when you don't believe, even when you are fearful of them. If you tap into that God force will help you move to that step, will give you the encouragement to take that step. Because every time you take that step, they're pushing you. You take it one step, and your God force is taking two. Why not? Why not give it all you got, beloved one, and move forward and become that which you wanted to do? God's for you. Why don't you be for yourself? God is for you. And stop worrying about what other people are going to say and what other people are going to look at you. And, you know, they here trying to go through planet Earth and trying to go through school just like you are. So don't worry about what other people think and feel about you. Because, hey, when you become successful and do what you want to do, they will say, oh, wow, look how Annie Mae, Sally Mae, John, Jimmy, how they made it, how successful they are. They not even think about what you went through in your past, okay? So don't worry about what people are going to say. Just focus on your God self. Put your God self first, and everything you do and everything will turn out the way you need it to turn out, beloved one. You're here in school, and you're on planet Earth, and you're here to learn and to grow. And you have the support of your God force, not only the support of your I am presence, you have the support of your angels, your guardian angels, your ascended masters, archangels. You have so much support that is unbelievable. So stop holding back and allow your physical condition to hold you back from excelling and doing what you need to do for yourself, because you can tap into that I am presence that will make it so powerful and so strong that you can become that which you so desire. Okay? Beloved ones, I am so grateful for you today, and I'm so happy that you tuned in. And I pray that this message has at least made you think and make your wheels, and get your wheels to moving and get your thoughts to moving, that you will begin to overcome and conquer whatever it is that's standing in your way. Man, whether it's like me with technology or whether it's with something else, learn to conquer your fear. Step into them and dissolve them so you can move through and so you can allow it to come. And like it happened in Job, you do not want to allow your fears to overcome you, beloved one, because they will. If you allow, you buy into your fears, allow your fears to be so dominant in your life, your fears will overcome you, and the things you're feeling, fear will be upon you, and you're wondering how it happened is because you held the thought of that fear. You allowed that fear to get water, to get to root itself in your subconscious mind, where it now has produced itself in kind. It's so important that you move past your fears for many, many, many reasons, okay? So I thank you. I'm grateful for you. I love you and appreciate you, each one of you. And for all of you who have been supporting me and helping me out over the years by just lending your energy, I'm grateful for you. I tell you that many of you many times. Thank you so much for tuning in, because your energy helped me to be able to bring this word and to do it. And I'm grateful for you and love you for being there. So let's close with prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for this message. We thank you, God, for this word that has come through for us, and that we will step out on faith and knowing that we have no reason to be fearful in any way, that you are with us and that we will move forward. We will take the boldness that we need to be able to conquer and walk through our fears. We will no longer allow fear to hold us back and stop us from becoming that which we are deemed to become, positive, wonderful, opulent human beings. We come here to grow and to grow spiritually, and God, and just give us strength. Give us strength to move forward and give us strength to be able to do and give us the boldness to step into those things which we are afraid of. Then knowing that you will support us on all levels if it is a positive action. We thank you, God, for giving us the ability to be able to make wise decisions for our lives and for ourselves. And we will use that ability to accomplish and to overcome those things that have been crippling to us or been holding us back. Regardless of how long it's been holding us back, we're going to today declare it gone. We're going to step into that with understanding that if we step in God, knowing that the first step we take, that you are pushing us, pulling us along, and you will do most of the work. We just have to open ourselves up and be willing to take the first step into what we need to do. Thank you, God, for boldness. Thank you for giving us a bold spirit to walk in and to become that which we are deemed to become. We thank you for all the spiritual help you allow us to participate. We thank you for all the angels, all the ascending masters, ascending hosts that work with us and be with us. We say thank you. And we allow you to come in to help support us and help us move to this next level. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, blessed ones. I really, really appreciate you more than you could ever imagine. Thank you so, so much. Have a wonderful and positive week, okay? And to all my veterans out there, happy Veterans Day this week, okay, vets? Yay, okay, peace and love to you.